Hello, so glad you could join me on this week's episode on 5 Minutes with V, a podcast of sorts. Food for thought this week, what drives you? We can all agree that we need motivation in one area or other of our lives or our entire lives. I've heard about some people being self-motivated, but in truth, there's something that drives them to stay motivated to do what they need to do in order to achieve their goal. For example, when I was dating, I'm just kidding, we get blessed with the gift of life in the morning. And for me, that's something that drives me to get out of bed and give my best in my work, school, family. It can be so hard some days to do it, and that's when we all need some motivation external to ourselves. So let's hear it. What drives you to get out of bed and do what you have to do, either school or work, a side hustle, to basically working hard?
Hi, V. Well, what motivates me to get out of bed is the fact that I am not where I want to be yet. I have not achieved my goals school-wise, and so I'm still building my life and my career, and that's what motivates me.
You know, what I can come up with is, I think right now what really triggers my getting up every day, what motivates me to get up every day, I think in the beginning, I think it used to be my son and what I needed to do in order to make sure that his future is secure and he has everything that at least I can afford to give him. But most importantly, these days, what really motivates me is just me, myself, just being better for myself. Working hard and being the best that I can, you know, thinking of how little time maybe I might have on this earth, I always think, let me get up and do the best that I can. I think pretty much those are the things that motivate me. I hope I've answered you.
So hi V, one thing that really drives me each morning I wake up is the fact that there's a new grading system that has been developed by the school, and this new grading system is really weird. You really have to make sure that your grades are good way back from first year up to your fourth year. So like for me, there's some years that I didn't really perform well at some years, so I really have to pull up my stockings for this fourth year that I'm in. So that's the drive, the motive behind my hard work as for now, because I really have to make sure that my grades for this final year are very good in order to graduate probably with a good degree, a degree with a good name behind it. So that's one thing. The other thing probably I would say, it's my family. My family has really they've got hope and trust in me because of my background. Academics have been performing really well. Now, coming to the highest learning institution like this one, I really have to continue with the same works that I've been doing, that I've been showing to them. And because of that, I really don't want to disappoint them. That's why each time I wake up, they're at the back of my mind. Each time I'm studying, I'm in class, I'm working, they're just like, I see them in my vision. Like, I really have to make these people proud each time, or the time that I'm going to graduate from this place, I should be able to continue to make them happy. Probably the other thing that motivates me, it could be personal achievement. I really want to achieve greater things in my life. So I don't see myself as a failure, and I don't see myself as somebody to regret because of academics. I really want to do good. That's why each time I wake up, I look into the mirror, I tell myself to say, I'm a winner. Therefore, I know I can't just say those words without nothing behind them. I really have to prove those words, and the one way of proving those words is to work hard. So I think these are the major three things that I do.
Thank you very much, guys, for your contributions. I'm truly grateful. Shout out to you. It's safe then to conclude that there are a lot of factors that drive us to wake up every morning and do what we have to do. I must also confess that these are very stressful times and it is very difficult to stay motivated. So how about trying to motivate somebody? You never know, that might just motivate you as well. Let's stay focused, and until next time, stay loving.